Hi, this is Big Mark from America. Today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. Beautiful evening here in the Palmetto State. No clouds in the sky. You can see the stars, constellation Orion, hanging off in the western sky. Very nice. Back during the civil rights movement, there was a paid advertisement in the New York Times which accused the police in Montgomery, Alabama, of some things. The paid advertisement included some information that was false, but it was believed to be true by the people who took out the ad and by the New York Times who accepted the money and printed it. A public official by the name of Sullivan sued in the state courts because of the false information in the advertisement and won in the state courts. However, on appeal, that was overturned. The Supreme Court held that in order for a public official to win damages, it has to be accused and proven, alleged and proven, that the people responsible for the advertisement or for the news article deliberately printed something that they knew to be false, or that they showed a reckless disregard for the truth. They found this way because the First Amendment, and the First Amendment is incorporated by the 14th Amendment against infringement, against violation by the states and their political subdivisions. The First Amendment is intended to cover especially political speech, especially press and speech that calls attention to problems with government and government officials. And if people had to limit themselves to things that were double, triple checked and known to be true, that would have a chilling effect on speech. People have to be able to discuss stuff which they believe to be true in order to get to the truth and burn away the, in the crucible of debate, they have to burn away the lies and the bad information. And so the Supreme Court held, correctly in my opinion, what the founders intended, which is that people should be able to discuss, in particular, their government and their elected officials, and not have to fear for legal consequences. So again, unless people are saying something that they know to be false, or that they are showing a reckless disregard for the truth, unless people are doing something like that, the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment guarantee broad protections in political speech. Now, in the United Kingdom, current law is not like that. In the United Kingdom, you can sue and win a libel suit, a suit for written defamation of character. You can sue and win fairly easily. The laws of the United Kingdom are much more favorable to the plaintiff, so much so that there is essentially legal tourism going on, where people who have a problem with something that somebody is writing, some scholar, some author, what they do is they sue them in courts in the United Kingdom. And what gives the United Kingdom jurisdiction over some of this stuff is you can buy a book on eBay or wherever and have it shipped to the United Kingdom, and so that allows courts in the United Kingdom to claim jurisdiction. That is exactly the kind of thing that we essentially fought a revolution in order to change here, so that we would be able to have freedom of speech and of the press and be able to speak openly and candidly about our public officials and about our government without fear of being shut down in a civil lawsuit. So the reason why we fought the revolution was so we would have that freedom here, the freedom which they do not have in the United Kingdom. This brings me to Donald Trump. People are saying a lot of things about him, and some of the things that they're saying are wind up not being true, and he alleges some things to not be true when that could be debated. There's evidence that suggests that it is. But long story short, what he is claiming is that when people are knowingly writing something that's false about him, he should be able to sue them, and he wants the laws to be more like the United Kingdom, where it's easy to sue people. Once again, if they are knowingly printing something false about him, he is now a public figure, right? He's no longer a private individual. He is running for president, and so that First Amendment protection covers speech about Donald Trump. It covers press about Donald Trump now, since he's running for president. And once again, the legal precedents do provide him the opportunity to sue somebody for libel if they print something that they know to be false, or if they print something showing a reckless disregard for the truth. So the things that he is saying he wants, the ability to sue, is something that we already have under U.S. law. However, he is saying he needs to change U.S. law and make it more like the United Kingdom because it's easy to sue there. Well, in the United Kingdom, what you have, and it's too long to go into the stories about how all of this has been going on and developed in recent years, but in the United Kingdom, what you have is essentially rich person's justice, where it's very easy to prove libel, it's very easy to shut down political speech, all you have to do is have money. And so it winds up being government of the rich and powerful, by the rich and powerful, for the rich and powerful in this regard. And that is what Donald Trump is saying he wants to make America more like. So he's saying that he would like to be able to sue people when they are printing something about him that they know to be false. He is implying that he does not have that ability here in the United States. And then he's saying he wants to make the laws more like they are in the United Kingdom. Fact of the matter is that you have broad First Amendment protections and broad First Amendment incorporated under the 14th Amendment protections in political speech about political figures like Donald Trump. However, he does already have here the ability to sue you if you show a reckless disregard for the truth or if you print something that you know to be false. However, by spinning this as if he didn't already have this ability, he's trying to tell us he wants to be able to shut down that speech like they do in the United Kingdom. I cannot and will not support somebody who wants to shut down our constitutional rights. Yes, a Hillary Clinton presidency would be absolutely disastrous for America. But is it really going to be more disastrous than a billionaire who is telling us that the main thing he's going to try to do is take away our freedoms? We've got two leading contenders out there. Now, one of them is very clearly a crook, but we've got two leading contenders out there, and both of them are talking about moving us in a direction that would take away our freedoms. And I cannot and will not support one who's telling me he's going to take away our First Amendment rights just to keep the other one out of office. I know there are a lot of good people out there who support Donald Trump. I know there's a lot of good people that we all like some of the things that he says. Some things that he says we disagree with, but we appreciate he's bringing up the topic. He has energized the presidential race, and in that respect, I think he's done politics and he's done this country a big favor. But please take a good, hard look at this gentleman. He's a lot of good things we can say about him, but he does not understand how this country works. He does not understand the plight of the little people, and his policies, however well-intentioned they may be, are going to be very oppressive if he gets his way. Okay, till next time, Big Mark out.